Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Tiglachas Atuma Ketzad. What's the process when the Nazir shaves because he became Tamei? Hayimazib Ashlishi Uvashvi. He would have sprinkled upon him the Mechatas, which is the special water with the afer with the ashes of the Paraduma, just like any other Tamei Mace, on the third and seventh day after he's Tamei. Migaleach Bashvi. He also shaves his hair on the seventh day because he has to start growing his hair again. Umevi Karbanoiso Bashmini. And he brings his carbon on the eighth day. Vim gilach bashmini. But if he shaved on the eighth day, in other words, he didn't shave on the seventh day, and Farisol points out, after he already went to the mikvah on the seventh day, maybe karbonos of bobayom. He can still bring his karbonos that day to Rebbe Kiva. This is Rebbe Kiva's shita. Even though he's not waiting to bring the carbon the day after he shaves, according to Rebbe Kiva, the point is, it's not tali in shaving, we're going to soon see. It's tali in being tar from a hair of shemesh, that he had the mechata sprinkled upon him on the seventh day, and he also went to the mikvah on the seventh day, and he had harav shemesh, which means the sun went down, and it was a new day, so the next day, technically, he can bring his carbon. Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon, ma bein zel mitzora. So Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Kiva, what's the difference between this and a mitzora? Because on a mitzora, that wouldn't be the case. On a mitzora, you have to wait after the day that he shaves. So if somebody accidentally, a mitzora, shaved on the eighth day, because he should have shaved his whole body on the seventh day. But if he shaved on the eighth day, he has to wait till the ninth day to bring his carbon. You always got to bring a carbon by a mitzora the day after the mitzora shaves. So why is this any different? Why is it in this case that the day that he shaves, he can bring his carbon? Amar lo, so Rabbi Kiva said back to him, Zeh taras tuli biyamav. When we deal with a nazir, his tira is tuli in his days. Once he waits 7 days, and he did the process of the mechatas on him, and also he went into the mikvah, he's tahar. Umitzara taharasa tuliya b'tiglachtoi. But a mitzara, the process itself of becoming tar is through the shaving also. Ve'enu mevi karbon ella imkein hayim ma'orav shemesh. In other words, the whole point by a nazir, the shaving, it's not part of the tahara process. The point of a nazir shaving is that he's got to be soser and count 30 days that he's got, like we said, enough hair on his head that when he shaves in the future, he's got a 30-day hair of head. At least, if that was the time that he accepted upon himself. But it's not part of the Torah process. So if he happens to shave on the eighth day, it doesn't mean anything. And the Mishnah ends, Ve'enu mevi karbon el imkein hayim ma'orav shemesh. And he doesn't bring a carbon unless he has harav shemesh. When the sun goes down, he has to have the complete day finished after he went to the mikvah, and then he's tahar. So it's a shayla taisantif goes into what this is going on. Is this going on the mitzora? That even after he shaves his head, he's got to wait for the harav shemesh. You can also say it's going on the nazir. Also, I want to point out that this is all the shita of Rav. There's a different way to learn this Mishnah. We're just going to keep it with the Rav's way of learning. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that he can bring a carbon the same day that he shaves.